So ideally, really, the confirmation should obviously take place after the reporting period and based on the account balances at the balance sheet date at the end of the reporting period. However, there's often time pressure, you know, at that stage when you're doing the final audit. So often the circular or the confirmation process, as you might call it, is often done at an interim date before the end of the financial year, just to ease those time pressures. Normally no more than 3 months before the end of the reporting period. And then what the auditor then has to do is just check the changes in the balances between kind of when we did it and the actual reporting period. So any changes in the receivables then, just make sure that you understand what they are by checking entries in the receivables control account with those in the books of prime entry.